The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
I shed light upon your heart. I shed light upon your heart. I shed light, Eli, light. Eli, light. That of that light that I've shed upon you, that you may give. That you may shed light. That you may be even a giver of light. That you may be a giver of light. That you may shine light. You may shine light of God's grace. Even shine light. Shine the counsel. Shine the counsel of light. The instruction of light. Show the righteousness that is in the light of the Son of God. Show the light that is in the light of the Son of God. Show emissions of the grace of light. Even strength, power to hold the things of life. Light to show. Light to show the way. Show the way. To show the way. The way to keep the things that have been given. Even to manage the things that have been given. Oh, there's a way. Even to keep by the Holy Ghost. Those things which have been given. Shed light. Even the ability of the Spirit to hold that grace, even that emission of grace that have been dispensed. And that will be dispensed even for fruitfulness. It is a light for fruitfulness. It is a light for skill to handle light, even handle the things of light, even the things of light that have been given, even by the reason of the long week, even the long week meeting. Teach my children, show them how to hold these things, show them how to keep this thing, how to profit with these things, said the Spirit of God. Make a telo cotovel and a chuajandavra menecoco. A coco, a coco, coco, matovle cococo. A coco, coco, a coya, a coyani. A coyani. A motherly teaching. Motherly grace. Motherly help. Help. Bring the help. Bring motherly help to all children, even to children, even to all. Epidoska flaklo vrembando, skipako tegli mbambro klia kapako, jendembahon zikataki akuboka tolia kapato, esdino kluvlia kaprato vlia kapato, jende liaklofle kabato, zizi, izibato, liakabledie. I pour grace upon you. I pour grace upon you. I pour grace upon you, even to bring counsel, even to bring counsel, even to bring motherly counsel, says the Spirit of God.
Amen. God has helped us so much throughout the week. A lot of things have come to us to the end that we may inherit. We may become, hallelujah, we may become what God originally ordained us to be. Even when he was going to make man, his intention for man is so wonderful that God has not given up on that intention through the ages, throughout all the things that Satan has done to man and man has agreed with Satan. God is not giving up on his intention, that he wants man in his image after his likeness. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming to us in this season. You know, like I said, the gospel is the gospel of God. Amen. The gospel is the gospel of God, and he has promised it to man that man will inherit the content of God. Amen. God wants man to inherit his content. So everything that God has is meant for man. Hallelujah. Everything that God has is meant for man. And we saw how the gospel raised our Lord Jesus Christ and made him to be who he is today, a faithful and true witness. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 that he being the brightness, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. But before then, there's a verse before then that talks about what he came into. Amen. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Yes. Hath in this last day spoken unto us by his Son. By his Son. By his Son. He has spoken to us by his Son. And who is a son? What made him to be a son? Hallelujah. Whom he had appointed heir of all things. He appointed the Son what? Heir of all things. He appointed the Son heir of all things. How did he appoint him? Did he just say, oh, come, you, I make you the heir? You know, like we appoint managers. Hallelujah. Say, come, I confirm you now heir of all things. That's not how he appointed him. He appointed him heir of all things by giving those things to him which he agreed and cooperated to inherit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He agreed and cooperated with God to inherit all things. Amen. So he said he made him heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. The next verse now says, who being, by reason of what he inherited, he became what? The brightness of God's glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. Without inheriting all things, he can never become the brightness of his glory, the express image. He became who he became or what he became because of all things that he inherited. Hallelujah. So all things raised him. All things of God. The Bible says it pleased God that in him should all fullness dwell. All fullness dwell. That fullness is the fullness of what? Another place says the fullness of the Godhead. Hallelujah. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in him. So he is who he is because of the content of the Godhead that they put inside him. Hallelujah. He was formed, he was framed, he was raised by the content of the Godhead. Everything, nothing short of what the Godhead has. If there is a jot out of what the Godhead has, he will not be who he is. He will not be the brightness of his. He inherited all, nothing left out, nothing. He inherited all that the Godhead has. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What a great man he is. He became heir of all things. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And by inheritance, the Bible says he obtained a more excellent name than the angels. By inheritance, he obtained a more excellent name than the angels. A few weeks ago, I had an encounter, just a mini, something small. I just woke up in the morning and I saw, you know, like the Lord Jesus standing before me. And he said something. He said, I've got inheritance. He said, I've got inheritance. That is, as you see me so, I am inheritance from head to toe. So I said, this is wonderful. Okay. He has been appointed heir of all things. That's wonderful scripture. And then the next thing he said, angels are not allowed to grow. That angels are not allowed to change state. That it is only man that is given to change state. It's only man that can grow. It's only man that can change. Angels were made the way they were, and they will remain the way they were. They are forever. But man is given to man to change state. I said, too. And because of that, a mandate is on man not to remain the same. A mandate is on every one of us not to remain the same. It is given to us to change state. And Jesus Christ demonstrated it to us that man can grow. When Adam was made, the Bible says he was made a little lower than the angels. When Jesus came, he came a little lower than the angels. Hallelujah! Amen. Hallelujah! Amen. Is there an excitement in the house this morning? Things like this excite me. Hallelujah. I get really excited by things like this. That Jesus came, made a little lower than the angels. And we saw him change state. Hallelujah. We saw him change state. He was growing gradually. From Jesus, the baby, he became Jesus, the boy, at age 12. He became Christ. The Bible says in Acts of Apostles, said, this same Jesus, whom ye crucified, as the Lord made, both Lord and Christ. Hallelujah. So he's a making. He's a raising. Hallelujah. Ha ha. You're not getting what is happening this morning. I say Jesus is a raising. Jesus is a making. They made him gradually from one stage to the other. From one stage to the other. He was made both Lord and Christ. All his life, he came to demonstrate to us how man can come from one level to the other. From one level. And he grew and got to the ultimate. Hallelujah. Amen. Bible says, such a high priest became us. He became. He was made. Hallelujah. Amen. Such a high priest became us. Who is holy? Who is what? Harmless. May God make us harmless. Amen. You know when you talk about being made harmless, it's not when you carry knife or carry gun. Eh? There are many ways. There are weapons inside us to harm. Because of our arrangement, we are naturally harmful because of the way the devil decked us. He decked us with harm. Hallelujah. Say, he was made what? Holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made, made higher than the heavens. He was made higher than the heavens, and is our forerunner. Bible says he entered into heaven for us, expecting us to come after him. So he's our example, and everything that made him, they are available to us. Amen. He's a making of different things. Of different things. Hallelujah. It was this man, I've forgotten the name of this, that talked about the priest and the priestly garment. I've forgotten his name. He's late now. He wrote a book on the priest and the priestly garment. He said, when you see a priest standing, a priest is a complete doctrine man. A priest is a complete doctrine raised a priest. He said, you see that garment, the white garment, Olopoju in his attire. He said, it's milk. Opo, to be plenty. Then you begin to see the shorter ones, the meat and the strong meat. So that's the decking of a priest. Hallelujah. Amen. So our Lord Jesus partook of everything so that he can be solid. He can be complete. Amen. He's a priest. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a priest. Where am I going this morning? So in that short encounter, I said, only man is permitted to change state. Only man is permitted to grow. Satan wanted to change state, but God refused him and damned him forever. Because it is not given to him to change state. He's only man. And the reason why man can change state is because God promised man things that belong to him. He was not made with those things, but he was given the permission to come and inherit those things and change state and become exactly like God. Become exactly like God. Bible says the gospel of God, which he promised, he did not promise his gospel to angels. He promised it to man. So the end, he promised it afore. He said, give me that Romans chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore. Before. When they say afore, what is he saying? Before the world began. He had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures. He promised this gospel of his before the world began, then began to speak it through the holy prophets. Prophets began to say them, that God has promised to give himself to man. He didn't promise himself to angels. That's why angels can never change state. They remain the way they are. So if something has been promised us, then the responsibility is hanging on us to make sure that we come into all that God has. Because what he promised is all of himself. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to be our God. And he wants us to be his people. In fact, the entire gospel is about God and his people. God will be our God. We will be his people. But the only way through which we can actualize this is through the promises. The gospel that he has promised. Man must inherit the gospel. Everything of God. Everything of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything of God must be inherited by man for man to be his people, and God will be what? Their God. Amen. 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 So, like we said before, about milk. Milk is very good. Milk is good. Mama, milk is good. It's good. And meat also is necessary. Milk prepares you for meat. Because you can't take the teaching. You see, Paul said, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, but as unto babes in Christ. He said, I have fed you with milk. And so when I read, I said, oh, so Paul actually taught people milk. He taught milk. Yes. He taught milk, he taught meat, and he taught strong meat. Hallelujah. Because he took the people from the ground. He said, you could not say, I couldn't feed you with meat because you cannot bear it. So there is bearing when it comes to meat. You need to bear. That is, meat demands from you more than milk demands from you. There is responsibility in meat. Hallelujah. So you have to feed a child with milk so that he can develop ability to comprehend meat and to be able to agree with me. Because the benefit of the doctrine is in the agreement. Hallelujah. So at every level there is yielding. I told you I drank milk. But when I began to be introduced to meat, it was feeling somehow. The demand was higher. And I was wondering, what is this? And something came to me, said, ah! It's a thought, it's Satan. He said, why don't you stay with the one that you know that has worked with you instead of this one? And I looked at it, if God is bringing something, so it must be good. So the Lord spoke to me. He said, the same way you yielded to that one, he said, yield also to this one. So in everyone, there is yielding. Every way, you don't profit if you don't yield. He said, the same way you yielded to that one, yield also to this one. The profiting comes from the yielding. There is demand in every one of it. Amen. 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 You don't inherit what you have not yielded to, what you have not cooperated with, what you have not obeyed. Hallelujah. Amen. You profit, like someone says, blessed is the man who walketh not. That is talking about Christ. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly have their counsel. If the ungodly counsel you and you obey the counsel of the ungodly, you are going down the drain. Ha ha! Now what? Standeth in the what? Way of sinner. Nor seated in the seat of the when you, by the time you are beginning to sit, when you begin to walk, you are walking your way to sitting, to be established in the counsel of the ungodly. It starts by what? By what? Walking. That is yielding, obeying, using the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. But is what? His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be, are you seeing? He will become something by not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. You are becoming something. That is, you are walking otherwise. You are walking in the counsel of the godly, which is Christ's counsel. Hallelujah. Walking in Christ's counsel will make you something. What am I saying? By walking, you become. By walking you are raised. By walking you are made. He said, you shall be like a tree. Are you seeing tree? Tree is a is what? It's a growth. It's a building. It's a raising. Hallelujah. So you are raised by walking. You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, which bringeth forth its fruit in due season. His leaves also shall not wither. What ensures this is what? It's not hearing alone. You need to hear, but when you have heard, for you to profit, for you to become, for you to change, you need to walk. You need to walk. You need to walk. You need to obey. Hallelujah. Amen. Counsel of the godly is counsel of Christ. Because Christ is a godly man. Amen. So when Christ comes to you, you walk, you yield. Like the Lord said, he said, yield also to this one. Yield. This one was more demanding than milk. Milk had demands. Those who went through milk and didn't yield to the demands, they became nothing. They could not proceed to the next level. Share, you understand? We have a lot of people, you know, a lot of us then, they did what? They cut milk by the head. They led the demand, they held on to the benefits. And they were claiming and claiming and claiming and claiming. In faith, they were claiming, people became covetous. They used that faith to become covetous. Claim people's shirts, claim people's shoes, claim this thing. That was not clean milk. Milk does not teach you to be covetous. Milk teaches you to look up to God. Shall you understand? One of the ways that covetousness can be healed is faith. Faith, trusting God for your things, for your life. Milk takes you up. That is the beginning of receiving, living by invisible substances. Inside milk, you learn to live by invisible substances. What do I mean by? Because all our life, we are going to be living. The more, the deeper you go into God, the more invisible the things you live by. The more invisible. Hallelujah. You, it's for you to live by. So when they teach you faith in milk, that faith takes you up. It takes your heart up. You learn to receive your needs through another means that you have been used to before. You look up. You have a need. You look up. You wait for substance to come. You know, we used in faith is the substance of things hold for. It is in milk that we started using that thing. Because the substance of your healing comes by hearing. You are sick, very sick, and you are dying. And you have learned. Himself took your infirmities. And then you wait. People were not... People rely on presumption. You just begin to quote, to quote, to quote. Mm-mm. You wait for the substance of your healing to come. And when it lands, faith comes. Though you are still, you are feeling that you are dying, you can get up and begin to live according to what has come. And it's the beginning of training for the invisible. That level of faith has to do with the natural. So you see, a lot of people are messed up in their natural life because they didn't learn thoroughly. It's a beginning of relying on the invisible. It's a beginning of living according to what is being spoken. Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that cometh out of the mouth of God. We are to live by it. You live by it, you begin to live from milk. From milk. You can rely on God's word. Even though you are not seeing the evidence, hallelujah, you are not seeing it physically, but you receive the substance and you are like, you just arrange. It is when you receive the substance that you begin to make confession. Some people, they kickstart confession without substance. So they say it doesn't work. But that is not what we are talking about this morning. I could spend, you know, when I come to this realm, because I used it, I mastered it, I held it. My pastor used to say, if Ellen teaches you faith, you will believe. You will just believe. Why? Because of use. But God wants us to master every realm like that. In Christ, revelation of how to live begins to come. Righteousness, and it comes, the substances come by words. By what? But because of your training, you begin to, you are able better to rely on what? You see, Christ, you pattern your life after the invisible, what you are not seeing. You let go of a way of living because of a revelation of another way to live. A lot of people, you make changes, you make some dangerous changes in life because a revelation of a standard, another standard has come to you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So the substances of Christ, they come to us by revelation. The substances of Christ, the righteousness of Christ, they come to us by revelation, and you obey it. You obey. The profit is in the obedience. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And as you obey, you are rising. Like the word says in Psalm 1, he said, it shall be, it shall be, it shall be, it shall be, because it's aligning with the counsel of the godly. It makes you to rise. It makes you to grow. It makes your change is your growth. As you are changing, you are growing. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As you are changing, he said, but the ungodly are not so. That is, as you are walking in the counsel of the ungodly, you are depreciating. You are drying up. It's not a good way to live. The ungodly are not so. They are like the chaff. That is, your life, the way you walk, the way you live, can make you become a chaff, which the wind will blow away. It's not profitable to you. This morning, you will determine not to walk wrongly. You will make up, because walking wrongly does not profit you. Why would you become a chaff by choosing a lifestyle? Chaff which the wind bloweth away. And it doesn't come except by walking. You walk in the counsel of the ungodly, you depreciate, you diminish, you dry up, which the wind bloweth away. The ungodly are not so. They are like chaff which the wind bloweth away. He said, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. The ungodly shall not what? Because the ungodly has not developed the ability to take judgment. It is the godly, when you are walking in the path of the godly, you are meditating on the law of God. And the reason for meditating is so that you can do. Hallelujah. You meditate so that you can do. As you do, you develop capacity. You develop ability to tap judgment. His leaves shall not wither. That is, by walking, you grow and you develop leaves. And these leaves is to tap sunlight. When a tree has leaves, what is it using the leaves for? It's to tap light to get food. Amen. Amen. To make food. That is what happens to the godly. The godly develops leaves, capacity, ability to tap the next level. He said, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Why? He doesn't have ability to take judgment. He has not grown leaves. The ungodly shall not stand in the what? Congregation of the righteous. He will not stand there. Because the righteous are those who have developed capacity. It's about developing capacity. And capacity is developed by walking. By obeying. Don't joke with obeying. You develop capacity. You develop capacity. Capacity to take judgment. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now when it comes to taking judgment, you are taking everlasting righteousness. It is only godly men that can take that. It is the godly man that the Bible calls in Hebrews chapter 2, the brethren who have been sanctified. I will discern for those who are sanctified and he who sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. The godly are those who have been sanctified. Hallelujah. I was saying the other time, the realm of Christ is the realm of sanctification. That is the sanctuary. That is where they raise godly men. They raise you by counsel of the godly, by the counsel of Christ, revelation of Christ, righteousness of Christ. You do it, you become sanctified, and then the high priest can come and take people from the sanctuary. He comes to purify them who are in the sanctuary for the most holy. He said, I will declare my name to my brethren. Who are? He said, he's not ashamed to call them brethren. That is, if you have not been walking in the counsel of the godly, you cannot be called brethren. And you cannot receive the declaration of his name. Hallelujah. Yes. I want to make us zealous to walk. Yeah. When you know and understand the profit of your walking, you will pay so much attention to it. Because every step you take towards godliness is a step towards growth. Is a step towards development. Is a step towards change. Is a step towards building capacity. Capacity to take judgment. It is very necessary for you to come to judgment. When you talk of everlasting life, you cannot come to everlasting life without judgment. Everlasting life is a realm of judgment. And you see, those who can come to judgment are those who have not walked in the counsel of the what? Ungodly. You can be where they are sharing, talking about judgment, but you cannot comprehend it. That is the most important thing. You can be in the crowd, but you might not be able to comprehend what the crowd are comprehending because you have not done your own course to develop capacity to take judgment. Hallelujah. Amen. Judgment belongs to those who have exercised themselves in Christ. Who have used it. It is in the using that you are purified. That you are sanctified. 1 Peter says, is it chapter 2 verse 9? Seeing that you have purified your souls. Is it in hearing the truth? Is it in hearing the truth? In obeying, obeying. Everybody say obeying. Obeying. Say obeying. Obeying. Obeying the truth. How do I purify my soul? In obeying what? The truth. Unto. You obey the truth unto something. Unto something. Why? Unto what? The unfeigned love of the brethren. The reason we cannot love the brethren with unfeigned love is because of the impurities in our souls. It's because there are impurities in our souls. The world cannot help you to love your brethren with unfeigned love. So you have to be purged. You have to be purged. You have to be purged. Why is there envy, jealousy, orishirishi, malice, all manner of vices in the soul against our brethren? Why is there pride, arrogance, haughtiness of spirit? It's because of impurities. in the heart. Because of standards that the world has painted to us. Amen. So what the truth of Christ does is to break down those standards and raise another standard for the soul to believe and to walk in. And it is in the walking that the soul is being purified. After some time, my brother, of walking, what PJ has will not disturb you. Why? Your soul has been purified. It's purification that can, you know, solve those problems. You are not disturbed. You are not placed on a race because of what Ken has come into. You don't say, hey, Ken, now as it's on me, self, I will do better. You know better. Because of another standard that has come to your soul that tells you that if Ken, number one, Ken is your brother. What he has is your own. That's understanding. So you rejoice. Hey, Ken, my brother is rich now. I'm rich. That's it. I'm rich. Why? Because you have grown to understand the brotherhood. You have grown. Where there is brotherhood, there is no competition. God blesses me because of you. And before God commits things into my hands, he would have also raised me not to keep too much than what I need. You understand? He's a raising. He deals with you before he commits so much. People that they commit so much into their hands, before they deal with them, the thing will kill them. That's why you don't bother. God gives us according to what we can handle per time. Because of raising. Because of raising. At times, too much resources. Too much resources can kill the journey of the soul. Because those things, they have power. He said, all things are lawful. All things are not expedient for me. All things are lawful. I will not be brought under the power. Things want to bring you under their power. Their power. So God helps to regulate how things come to you. When he's coming, he has raised you enough to have enough sense that this thing is not meant for you alone. And he will be on your neck and make sure, he makes sure that you can obey him. When it comes to allocation of things, the Lord told me many years ago, he said, many things will come through you. He said, make sure they don't stop at your doorstep. He said, it will come. He said, many things will come through you. Many things will come through you. So people wonder, Reverend Lynn is generous. She gives, she has like, it's instruction. 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 There are times somebody can bring two big bags of new clothes. Two big bags. And the Lord will say, see that you don't touch any of it. Not for you. Give them out all. My children will be shouting, mommy, this one is your size. Now take. And I say, it's not for me. Say, there's enough to go around to for everybody now. I just be looking at them. Say, take this one to that one. Take this. At times when I see the thing, it's so fine. I say, okay, let me even take one. I won't be able to wear it. I'll carry it. I say, yeah, take it to that person. It's a training for the soul. Because the soul take care. Things make a lot of sense to the soul. Things, they appeal to the soul. Because the soul has not been trained to value the invisible. In training you, they train you to value the invisible. The invisible. So no matter how valuable the visible is, your soul has been trained not to rely on it.
Jesus. Thank you, Lukrash Kishemi Romati Niazagashashalaniate Asagashalalaniatesia. For the soul has romance even with the things that are of this world.
Benny,
for there is a romance. There is an intertwining of the soul of man.
Yes.
Even the soul of Christians who have not been exposed even to the light of life that is in Christ.
Mm.
For it would only take the doctrine of Christ.
Yes.
It would only take the discipline of Christ, even the discipline that has capacity of separating the soul, yea, from things that are carnal, yea, from things that are of the flesh, yea, from material things being held even with a carnal strength, with a selfish strength, with a covetous strength.
Yes.
But it can only take light that is in Christ. Yea, instructions emanating out of the spiritual essence, out of the spiritual storage of virtue that are in Christ. He is the only one that can instruct your soul specifically.
Yes.
He is the only one that can do the surgical separation of your soul from being attached to things, from being attached to name, from being attached to status, from being attached, to things that makes you unspiritual. It is by his instructions. It is by his specific word of instruction to your soul, to your soul, to your soul. I want to separate your soul.
Then,
therefore,
sir,
heed my instruction.
Yes.
Instruction after instruction.
Yes.
For as I instruct you, I rewire you. For as I instruct you, I bring you into a new romance. Into a new romance with things spiritual. Into a new romance with things that will make you, to cuddle me, to cuddle my virtues, to cuddle my values, to become a spiritual man indeed. I want to make you spiritual. I want to make you spiritual. I want to speak you even into being a spirit. Even into being a spirit. A spirit. Not spooky, but spirit. But spirit. But spirit. You can be spiritual. Obey, and I'll culture the spiritual nature until it becomes a culture, until it becomes a natural lifestyle with you. Say it, the Lord Jesus.
Things. See, Satan fights us, fights our soul's journey with things. Because what I told you, I said, from Christ, I mean from milk, you begin to learn to rely on the invisible. By the time you come to Christ, what they want to, because what you are to inherit is invisible. Hallelujah. There are spiritual things. Say, God, blessed be God, the Father, who has blessed us with all what? Spiritual, needs spiritual. But if your soul is not cultured to disdain and look down on the natural, you will not be able to go for the spiritual, because the spiritual is not seen and the spiritual is not appreciated by carnal men. Our souls have been cultured to appreciate and romance. I like that word, romance. The way we romance, the way we romance the natural. I want to conquer that your soul with natural. We have different inclinations. I like very nice perfume that smells very well. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is my own soul. I don't know what Pastor Tokwe's soul likes. I'm sure your soul likes something. By exposure, by upbringing, I just appreciate nice perfumes. Very nice. Smell nice. So you understand? And before you know what is happening, your smell will be so important to you. But you see, through the trading of milk, you buy me nice perfume. Some of them will buy me. Some of them will abuse me. Why are they abusing me? They feel at this level, I should not be asking them to buy perfume. I should be able to afford it, if not for the husband I married that set me back in life. So they got so angry with me. Yes. Oh, some of my friends really got angry. But what am I saying? A town I came where I was bombarded with those fragrance that my soul loves. I don't buy them. They give them to me. I became a distributor of perfumes. Bombarded. But there are some that will come. And I will, ha! Wonderful. Hey! Oh! This one, I will use it. As they are handing it over to me, the Lord is telling me, it's not your own. He's saying, Tiako, I said, but this one is the best. Say, yes, that best. Yeah, go, go. Oh, no, you should get here. What does he hate me? He's trying to sever the love of my soul for that thing. So that you can journey light. If not, you will carry it early in the morning. Oh, gap. Is it that he doesn't want you to use good things? He doesn't want your soul to cleave to things. And the soul has a journey to embark on. Things can slow you down if you don't allow God to regulate you. The way they change you is by your obedience. Obedience. As he's instructing you, make sure you follow the instruction. If not, you will get used to it and then you don't hear anything again. And then you just end up becoming a chaff. What we are to inherit are invisible things. And you don't inherit them except you cooperate with them when they come. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are raised a godly man with capacity. By the time you are becoming a godly man, you have been purified from a lot of rougher that the world gives, standards that the world has raised. Name is a raising of the world. Status, wanting to, you know, have an edge. Things that will not make you lowly and meek. What pops up are actually things. Why do you want to have an edge over your brother or over your sister so that you can look down on your way and anything can puff you up like that? Anything can make you look down on your brother or your sister. That you have money more than your sister or your brother can make you high-minded. That you went to school more than your... In fact, that we all finished O-levels. We finished first degree. But I went forward ahead to get masters. I looked down on somebody that has what? First degree. Say, our masters into like Ekiti people. When you say you are a graduate in Ekiti, they look at you and say, how many times have you gone back to school? Just once. You graduated just once. Oh, local, by masters. Oh, back PhD. Oh, the professor. You have not gone to school. Is it wrong to have all these things? No. But to have them because of edge and to be lifted because of them. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the end of the learning of Christ, you don't rate yourself by any other thing but by the Christ that you have acquired. That's what rates all of us. We are rated by how much of God we have. You start with how much of Christ you have. But it takes training. You know, Pastor, even your citizenship is another. You see how Americans are? Americans feel they are the best nation in the world. It's a reason. Who made them best? They are higher than heavens. America. Americans. When they talk about Africa, they said that shithole country. Meanwhile, they are flesh. They are grass. They have not been raised from dust. But a wrong standard has been raised by Satan that wrongs people. So you see people doing everything to become an American citizen. And when you have, you can imagine you at the airport going towards immigration. You carry green passport. Another person carries American passport. Who will be bolder? Who will be more confident? Who will be more confident? The one that carries American passport or British passport? Like Pastor Parks is a British. He has British passport. He has his Nigerian passport is only useful when he wants to enter Nigeria. Otherwise, he hides it. When he's approaching U.S. border, he brings out his passport with confidence. You that you are a Nigerian, you'll be rehearsing what you are going to tell immigration officer. You are not bold. Are you seeing elevations of the earth? How Satan has used it to affect our souls and even to affect our relationship with one another. Elevations of the earth. So our souls need to be purified. How? By understanding of a higher standard. How God looks at people. How God judges people. The parameters that he uses in rating people. It is teachings of another standard that will correct it. And then you'll be able to say, seeing that you have purified your souls. In obeying the truth. Unto, it is unto, you obey the truth so that you can love one another with an unfeigned love. Say, see, ensure that you love one another fervently. You can't practice fervent love if your soul has not been purified from standards of the world. You can't. You will always look down on one another. You will see reason why you should not honor or respect one another. Because there are some elevations in your soul that needs to be purified by understanding, by another light. Another light. Another light. Another light. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's why you'll be able to see a brother. He said, you know, the Bible, very funny. I like Bible. Very funny. He said, let the brother of low estate rejoice in that he's exalted. So low estate. But the brother of low estate cannot afford to rejoice because he doesn't have that understanding. He feels somehow. He feels inferior. Because understanding has not come. He's still bound by the raisins of the world. How the world defines him. He himself has accepted that definition. So he can't rejoice. When he sees it, that's why he cannot even love his brother that is of low, high degree in the flesh. Because that degree is according to the flesh. Oh. He can't love him freely. He can't feel free. When he goes to his house, he feels inferior. He does not want to come to his sitting room because he feels it's of a low degree. Not knowing that they don't rate us like that. We are not rated like that. We need that purification for a brother of low degree to be able to relate with a brother of high degree, and they are just okay. I know one church that has achieved that thing in a great measure. You are poor, you are rich, you are brother. Brother. A poor brother, I have a neighbor that lives across me. We were going somewhere one day, and he had an appointment with the head of his department for that time. So he could not follow me to where we're to go to because he had agreed with his head of department to go somewhere. So he said, sister, please, I need to go and inform my head of department that I will not be able to make this meeting at the time. I will be running late. So we now drove to the house of the head of department. I was shocked. This brother lives opposite our house. He's the owner of that house. He's the owner of the house. We now drove to one part of Sawmill, where the brother lives in, I don't know whether it's Face Me or Face You, or block of flat. But the area is not as touche as where he has his own house. And he's the owner. But that brother is not the owner of the house. But he drove there to go and take permission. To a large extent, that church has been able, because they try to, even though it is with a little light, but they pound on that thing so much that it left the heart of people. So that they see themselves as brothers, as equal. You can be my head of department and you'll be living in a one-bedroom flat or one-bedroom house. And I'm under you and I have my own house. This house is a duplex in a better area. But he still recognized that person as his brother and his head of department that he needs to respect. Is a higher standard by and living by a higher light, another light, different from the light the world is shining. The world defines us. He said, let the brother of high degree. What did he say he should do? No, he said he should be sad because he is made low. Let the rich that is made, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is what? Exalted. But the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. He shall pass away as the flower. Because if you are rich and you have not changed state, you are like the flower. You are like the grass that withers. What makes you something is that you have changed state. And you don't change state except you walk. It is in walking that we change state. That we say you shall be like a tree. A raisin. Hallelujah. A raisin. You don't change state except you obey what is committed into your hand. And it is the state that you come into that it makes you, that's your real state. Whether poor or rich, change state. Pay attention to changing state. It is an ordination on man to grow, to change state. Change state. Change state. And you can't change state except you obey. Obedience, obeying Christ gives you capacity to tap the next allocation, which is judgment. You develop capacity for judgment. Judgment, the realm of God is the realm of judgment. Gods are the ones who judge. They come to judgment, but you must have developed capacity by walking not in the path, in the what? Counsel of the ungodly. Now, coming to the realm of judgment, it is still the same. Amen. Now, give me Hebrews chapter 2. This is how we lay hold on the realities of God. These things we are talking, God does not want it to remain in the realm of talking. In the realm of what? He wants it to come home for our hearts, our hands to be able to lay hold on it, on reality. See, that laying hold on reality at every level encourages you to go for more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, well, I think it was Pastor Tokwe I was talking to one day. I said, everlasting substances, they are more invisible than Christ things. But they use Christ substances to train you to handle everlasting substances. They are faster, they are more invisible. They are more invisible. Hallelujah. So a heart that has not handled the invisible things of Christ because of visible things. Because what visible things does to us is to slow us down. They slow us down. That's why God tries to regulate you. Visible things, they can make the heart to tabernacle. And you are on a journey. So you have to travel light. Hallelujah. All things created. Things created They fight things that are not created. Because the soul has been wicked. The soul was thrown into the visible. So he appreciates what he can see, what he can touch. So to let go, he said, a bird in hand is worth thousands in the bush. That is what training to be spiritual is. Let go of the bird in hand for the thousands in the bush that you don't know whether you will catch or not. It's a training for spiritual people. That's how they make us spiritual. You hear invisible words, hallelujah, and you let go of the visible thing in your hand to take the invisible. The invisible, after some time of holding it, of following it, it becomes more real to you than the visible. Then you have been made free. The invisible becomes more real. Your heart can now cleave more to the invisible. You can let go of anything visible, whether position new, whether status new, because they have trained their heart to love that which is invisible. You can come down from your pedestal and become that. Those are keys to meekness and lowliness. When you begin to appreciate the invisible, you don't care how people look at you. You don't care how they see you. You know, it bothers us, the people's opinion about you. You come to a place where you are concerned about how God thinks about you, how you are being seen in the spirit. It doesn't matter to you whether you are head of department, whether you are pastor or deacon, whether you are positioned in the church. Growth will make you remain invisible where you are not even seen, as long as you are having encounter with things invisible. Pastor might not recognize you, but heaven recognizes you. You will not place premium on heaven recognizing you than pastor recognizing you. You know, people can cause trouble in church because they are not being recognized. The visible is still very powerful on their soul. Positions, elevations, edge in the natural, they can stop your journey. Because you don't know that the real edge is the edge in the spirit. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! How do we get cleansed from these things? It's by doctrine. Doctrine that you obey. Doctrine will paint to you another standard. It will paint to you another value that you have to agree with. It is in agreeing with it that you are free from it. After some time, you will see it as nothing. You will see it as nothing. Hallelujah. So, Hebrews chapter 2, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. These things, what are we to give the more earnest heed to? What he is speaking. Say, he has spoken to us by his son. His son trapped everything. I told us he grew from every level, trapped everything. And then he was made an heir of these things. And then God ordained him to bring us into that inheritance. So what he's speaking to us are the things that made him, the things that raised him. Those things, they are communicated by words. Can you imagine? Our inheritance, his words that they used to communicate it. Like 1 Corinthians chapter 2, talking about the things of God, the deep things of God. He said, which things we speak? We speak them. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man. The things that God has prepared for them, they are things, but they are spiritual things. He said, we compare spiritual with the spiritual. They are spiritual things, hallelujah, higher than the things of Christ. Hallelujah. But they are coming. He said, which things we speak? We speak them. We speak them. So I told us, they begin to speak us from milk. They speak you from milk. Speak you concerning your natural. Majorly, milk. Milk training is to train you to receive the natural different from the way you have been used to receiving it. We receive natural, by relying on people. My final year in the university, my mother does everything. Everything. And she does it gladly. So all my heart is, whatever I need, my mother will provide. So my final year in the university, the Lord told me, said, take your attention from your mother. Take your attention from her. Look at me for your supply, for your needs. I was wondering, why? She's there now. Yes. A strict discipline. Take your eyes from her. Concerning your needs, look up. Look up. Because you are going to be looking up for more things than things natural. Take this training first. Look up. Look up. By the time I was leaving school, the economy of Nigeria had scattered. Completely scattered. So there's no way I could rely on her again. But they had warned me before, look up. So I was forced to look up. Look up. Look up. Look up. It's a training for the soul. Training for the soul. Training for the soul. Because you are going to be looking up always. Always. All your life. You look up. Look up. Wait. Forgivings from above to change. To live by. To live by. To live by. Hallelujah. To live by. So he said, which things we speak, not with words, which men, not the wisdom which men speak, but with the wisdom which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah. Now, you cannot compare spiritual with spiritual if you have not exercised yourself in Christ. Christ makes you spiritual. You can recognize spiritual substances because you have used it. You have lived by it. So when a higher spiritual comes, which is everlasting spiritual, hallelujah, you can recognize it. He says a natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness unto him. Amen. But Christ has made us wise in a measure. Because Christ is the wisdom of God and what? The power of God. So you become wise in Christ in a measure for you to now come to what? Hidden wisdom. When Christ has made you wise, you'll be able to relate with hidden wisdom. Amen. Amen. So what am I saying? He said, these things we speak. So he now said in Hebrews chapter 2, take heed to the things that you have what? Heard. Lest at any time they slip. I said, everlasting substances are more spiritual. And they can slip. They can slip. The way to prevent them from slipping is to take heed. Those things are faster than the things of Christ. And they, at times, they come very faint. Very faint. So your antenna must have been quickened, sharpened by Christ to be able to grasp them when they are coming. They come as words. They come faintly at times and they come fast as if they don't even want you to hold them. You are the one that will grab Take heed. You know, because if you let them sleep, it's formation that is sleeping. It's growth that is sleeping. Salvation is sleeping. When those things that have been spoken, when they come to you and you don't trap it down, I say, whoa, Lord, be cocon. You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. You take heed to it. You take heed to it. After some time, the force with which it came, it will begin to wane. When you don't do anything about it, it can sleep. He said, lest you let them sleep. For if the words spoken by angels were steadfast and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? So great. So things that the Lord is speaking, the Lord here is the Son of God. This is not Christ speaking. He's the speaking of the Son of God that is meant for salvation. Salvation is a building up. Salvation is a constructive thing. And we are heirs of salvation. And what he's speaking to us are things that made him up. Hallelujah. Things that made him up is what the Lord is speaking. The Son of God. He has in this last day spoken to us by his Son. Now his Son is higher than Christ. His Son is bringing substances of everlasting life. Substances that the high priest is handling. And it is for salvation. So I said, it is only man that is given the opportunity to change. And man must change. If you don't change, you are not fulfilling destiny. And the way to change, they speak words to you. Words. Everybody say words. Words. Say words. Words. Say words. Words. We will place premium on words. Why? So that we can do them. Do them. When you do them, you change. When you don't do, you don't change. You remain the same. Salvation is change. Salvation is building. Bible says angels are, they have been what? Made what? To minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation. So salvation is an inheritance. Salvation is what? Inheritance. And how do you come into this inheritance? They speak words of the inheritance. The inheritance, substances of the inheritance are communicated by words. That you must take heed. You must take heed. If you have not learned how to take heed to words of Christ, to do them to grow, forget this one. You will not, when you hear it, you will not hear. You can even talk it, but you have not heard it. Hallelujah. You have to fulfill the destiny of each level. Become something. Christ makes you a tree that has leaves that can trap judgment. And when you trap judgment, you do judgment. You do judgment. It is in doing that life is given. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What am I saying? Christ became what? The author of eternal salvation to those who hear him, those who obey him, those who obey him, those who obey him are those who he can save. What saves them? What he says to them. They will follow him. As he speaks, they will obey. As he speaks, some of us, we are still trying to finish our obedience in the Christ realm so that we can develop capacity. I don't ever take for granted because I interact with people. I talk with people. When I talk with people, I know what they are lacking. When you tell me something, I know the problem, where the problem is. Some problems, it is milk problem that they need. Some, it is full grasp of Christ. So we are different levels. At any level you are, fulfill obedience for that level so that you can develop capacity for the next level. Inheritance can only be gotten by obedience. Jesus obeyed the Father all through. He obeyed. Bible says he obeyed completely. He obeyed to the point of death on the cross. He was obedient in all things. That's how he trapped all things. You also will be able to trap all things have been promised to man, not to angels. But you will appreciate those things. You will cooperate with God to bring you, to make you to be able to appreciate things that are not seen. Your inheritance is invisible. Your inheritance is incorruptible. It's undefiled and does not fade away. But the soul has been trained to love corruptible, to love things that are defiled, and to love things that will fade away. And they don't add to you. That's the thing. Everything that is corruptible, that can be defiled and fade away, does not add to your person. Does not add a cubit to you. So God will train your soul. Those are the things, understandings you come to, that you begin to place less emphasis on things that pass away. You use them. Did you hear me? You use them. But you will not abuse them. To abuse them is to use them to rate yourself. That's an abuse. It's to use them to oppress your brother. To abuse them is to use them for status, purpose, for elevations of your heart. It's an abuse. But you can be raised that you handle these things and it will not elevate your heart. That is why you need to be raised. You know, when your judgment changes, then you look at those things and say, this is that my brother has more things than me. Shows that he has more vanity than me. And vanity upon vanity, all is what? His vanity. So I won't be disturbed again. Eh? You don't understand? You have more vanity than me, should not disturb me because I've come to understand vanity and reality. So you can be at rest. Your heart can be at peace. No unnecessary race. No unnecessary panting. It is vanity my brother is acquiring. And my brother also has to understand that he has acquired vanity. And the better, when you let go of your vanity, you are letting go of weight. It's for vanity is for use. But I was shocked. I was telling, was it Pastor Tosi? I said, I don't understand how that verse of scripture came to 1 John chapter, is it chapter 3? That if anyone has this world's good, the Bible has defined it. It calls it this world's good. Is this world's good? That's the definition of things. This world's goods. And seeth his brother have need. Is this world's good? Meanwhile, our goods are not this world's good. Our goods are goods of beyond heavens. Things that you will take that will make you better than the heavens, higher than the heavens, better than angels. It's not this world's goods. You have to understand those things so you can know how to place priority. Say you have this world's good and see it his brother have need and shut his bowels of mercy. How do I let the love of God? He didn't say God told you. He said you see that your brother has need. And you have it in your hand. And you shut your bowel of mercy. Say, how do I let the love of God in you? That is in book of 1 John. It's not in the Gospels. 1 John, I said, how did this thing come into this place? This world's goods. Those are the things that the soul crave for. Because by this world's good, you get an edge. But it's not meant for edge. Because it doesn't add to you. I don't know whether I've been able to speak to us this morning. Can we begin to thank him?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadee by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.